Whether you love it, hate it, or love to hate it, The Bachelor is one of America's longest-running reality TV shows. It premiered in 2002, and here's the basic premise. One single man or woman, usually white and straight, has 25-ish members of the opposite sex compete for their heart, or their 15 minutes of fame. Now the show is making the jump from screen to stage. The Bachelor, live on stage in Eugene tonight, is hosted by franchise stars Ben Higgins and Becca Kufrin. Now, as someone who covers the news all morning, this show has become my guilty pleasure, a place where I can bury my head in the sand for a couple of hours each week. So, of course, I had to take the opportunity to sit down with Kufrin and ask her why she would put herself through such a public process to find her now fiancé.
At the point that I was in my life, I mean, I was living in Minnesota. I had been working at the same agency for 5+ years, and I just was ready for a change. And so one of my girlfriends, she actually ended up nominating me. I just kept moving forward in the process, and we just were joking. We're like, ah, there's no way. And so finally, when they were like, hey, we want you to fly out to California and be on the show, I went into it just like wholeheartedly, just being like, I'm up for anything. I think when I left, though, my mom dropped me off at the airport and I hugged her goodbye. And I was like, see you in 2 weeks. Like, I didn't think I was going to be gone that long. And then, you know, 2 months plus down the road, I come home and I'm like, surprise, I'm engaged.
So speaking of crazy whirlwind, the dates on the show are really aspirational. And for people that don't watch the show, they frequently end with literally fireworks. You could be flown to Las Vegas on a private jet for dinner or helicoptered to Santorini, or you get like a $5,000 luxury shopping spree. So what was your favorite date on the show on any of the times that you, you know, were in Bachelor franchise shows?
You really get to do some amazing things. I kind of liked the more low-key ones because I like to get to know someone. One of my favorite dates, I mean, of course it was with Garrett because he's now my partner. It was my first one-on-one with him, and it was in Park City, and it was a place that both of us had never been to before. And so it was such like a normal date. We were able to explore the town and walk hand in hand into these cute shops and go to the bar and get a drink and some French fries and just really like see what normal life could be like. Adding on top of that, we went bobsledding after that, which was crazy. Garrett was just such a good sport, and so he was by far the best person I could have ever done that date with.
I think something I've read a lot is that for viewers as well as the people who go on these shows, one of my favorite parts of the show is actually the female friendships that develop.
My mom was kind of hesitant. She just assumed that all of the girls going on were going to be mean and dramatic and catty. And she really, that was her hope for me, was to just find some friendships, like lasting friendships out of it. And I definitely did. And so that, I think, made it worth it for her to watch and to see me carry on these relationships with some of the girls.
Why do you think that this franchise's popularity has endured? There are so many reality shows that have come and gone, and The Bachelor was one of the earlier ones, and it's still around, while so many others that premiered at the same time are long gone. I can't even remember them.
I mean, you have drama, you have love, you have funny, quirky moments. For the most part, a very new cast each season that you fall in love with and that you root for and that you want to see go further. The show knows what it's doing. Like, they know when they need like some sweet moments, and they know when they need to break it up with some funny moments.
Speaking of this incredible TV show that they've been putting together for years now, how is the Bachelor Live on Stage event going to live up to the standards set by the TV show? Like, you can't land a helicopter on stage at the Holt Center in Eugene or set fireworks off, I hope. So what are you going to do?
We're going to make it pretty safe, so no fireworks. But we are pulling major aspects and major highlights from the show into our live on stage show. It's going to be the ultimate watch party for the audience. We will have a lot of fun props and staging and backgrounds that will, again, make them feel like they're there. So, you know, every season you have these beautiful rose ceremonies that are set up with candles all around, beautiful lights and the roses, of course, and all of that. And you're going to get that on stage. We might have a fun little limo entrance that pops out. So we'll have staging and sets that will kind of correlate to parts of the actual Bachelor and Bachelorette show.
That's Becca Kufrin, the 14th Bachelorette. The Bachelor live on stage is tonight at 7:30 at the Holt Center here in Eugene. I'm Ani Katz, and you're listening to KLCC.